Last weekend, yes.
First, we need just a little bit about how things change between systematic and animation. You know, the philosophy change. We need to show the progression between the three albums. Like, how did you guys approach when you made systematic? How did you guys approach making it?
We pretty much just went in to take the songs that we'd already written, becoming a band. I mean, that was just like that was almost like a demo album, you know? Like,
so just you're talking about system? Are you talking about systematic or?
I'm talking about systematic. Right.
Systematic. It was kind of like almost like a demo album. We just took the songs that we were playing out at the time, and just kind of all compiled together for a CD. There really wasn't a main focus for anything. I mean, we were all new as a band and recording, and we just kind of went in and did the whole demo thing, really.
So. I think we approached it naked.
What do you mean by that, Butch?
We were naked.
That's gonna cause a serious rumble.
So then, when animation came out, when you guys were working on that, what had changed? Because obviously, there's a huge difference between those two albums.
Mm-hmm. Age helped a lot in experience.
And we started figuring out hooks and how to get to hooks.
Okay, I'm an idiot. What's a hook?
A hook is like
what catches in your head.
Yeah, what sticks in people's heads. Right. We started learning, trying to make a radio song, just not throwing rumbling parts together that sound good, actually trying to have some kind of a shape to a song.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, we didn't even really have any real radio songs.
No, we didn't.
Until we stopped trying to write one.
But I could definitely tell that animation, we started going that route. We just kind of started down that path of starting to figure it out a little bit, you know, figuring out how to structure everything.
Has it ever bothered you when people, because I've heard people make comments about, you know, oh, they're just writing for the radio. Do you ever hear that kind of comments from people?
Yeah, all the time, but it doesn't really matter. Do what they want.
If we were writing for the radio, we'd be playing like pop and country songs. That's what's mostly on the radio. You know what I mean? But we're not. We're just trying to write what's coming out of us. But any band has to be smart and know that you got to have certain singles and certain things that's going to have to be on the radio. Radio is the number one probably revenue for bringing in new fans and getting your music heard. If you're on regular rotation across the nation, you know, that's where you're going to get your pull, your shows at, and your recognition. MTV's not going to put you on unless you're getting radio play, you know. Kind of all starts with the radio in a lot of ways. And if you ain't got a song that's going to be formatted for the radio, they're not going to play it. You're not going
to
get it.
It's stupid if you're trying to make a career and you don't try to write something that's at least hooky enough for the average person to like.
Well, see, it's got to be one way or the other. It's got to be, you got to be either like new wave, like fucking breakthrough type band, or you have to be like somebody that writes commercial music. I mean, it's got to be one or the other.
True.
You have to appeal to one of the two markets. You got to be something that could potentially turn into like an underground hit, or you got to be something that you'd hear on the radio all the time and you say, oh, that's pretty good. It's got to be one or the other.
So what changed between the making of animation and this new album, the new songs? What has changed since then?
Corbin, our experience with shopping with record labels. And
yeah, that's a big part of it, is just what we've learned from the last year and shopping animation, and what we've learned from there's people in the industry on, you know, song structure and development and where we need to go, stuff, you know.
I think the average song time on animation was like 5 minutes and something, or 4.5 minutes to 5.5 new ones. All the new ones are about 3 minutes, 3.5 to 4 at most.
I'm just trying to mature, you know. That's the main thing. It's just trying to mature as songwriters.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah! Check it out now!
So what have you learned specifically from the record labels? I mean, the time and what else? What have they else have they been saying?
Big choruses. They always want the big chorus hook. You know,
more guitar.
Yeah, more guitar.
Harmonization.
Because our
harmonization and harmonies.
Our really, the animation and systematic stuff really wasn't based around guitars. It was based around either a vocal hook or a keyboard line, or, you know, in some cases, you know, guitar, but it wasn't mainly built around the guitar. Now we're starting to get to that more. I mean, not saying that every part of any one of our songs is completely based around what Corbin's doing, but majority of the song has got the bass of a guitar in it now, you know? And we never really had that too much before.
It's riffy.
Yep. And a lot of that's not because...
Like Metallica, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not Metallica.
Trying to go that direction.
If you think of a band out there that's national that you would model cringe after most, who would that be?
Nobody.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anywhere like that.
Yeah, I mean, because that band already exists, you know. The industry wants something fresh and something new. It needs something fresh and something new instead of the same old clones that keeps getting produced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what sets Cringe apart right now, if you were to define it?
Good question. I don't know. Number one, definitely the keyboard and the way that, you know, our keyboards are. And
like most bands now are using keyboards as far as like sequencing, like Linkin Park and bands like that are using like drum loops and like a lot of loops, like a lot of just pressing buttons. I see a lot in the industry, mm-hmm. to where I'm kind of like doing more like
adding piano and
yeah, just playing parts
and also like the chord choices that Corbin uses instead of, you know, just like a simple chord or, you know, two guitars and he's handling like, you know, almost the part that like two guitars would be handling.
Trying.
Yeah.
Definitely trying. Just kind of adds a different kind of blend, I think, maybe.
You know, we're making more, you know, the songs are more of a chord, you know, than just like parts. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, I notice that, like, throughout the practices, you keep on using the word, you're encouraging people to look at stuff, you keep on saying, musically speaking, you know. I mean, if you listen to a lot of local bands, well, in my opinion, I don't think that they understand what you're trying to say, the musically speaking part. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the part where the penis comes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, every song has to breathe. It has to live, you know what I mean? And if you choke it down by doing this or that, you know. That's why when we're writing now, you know, we're more apt to go, okay, well, let's try it that way, or let's try it this way, and let's try it this way.
If you think about the songs that really move you, that you listen to, like the, not necessarily all the radio hits, but the songs that really move you, not only do the lyrics kind of tell a story, but the music kind of tells a story, too. It'll get, you know, real aggressive at one point, real intense, and then it kind of calms down.
Yeah, a big example of that is Click, Click, Boom by Saliva.
I'm going to refer to Saint Anger again.
Yeah, that's right.
Saint Anger.
I was hoping for a story after. He's like breathing.
Breathing, yeah.
The song breathes.
The song breathes, yeah. I mean, it kind of lives on its own. I mean, you know, you could just listen, like, if you just completely had no, just not even vocals, but no lyrics, you would understand what the song's about. You can kind of get the
feeling. Or you could get, you could get definitely an impression, or yeah. It'll move you.
And in that way, that just enlightens the lyrics more. You know what I mean? It makes the lyrics make more sense and have more feeling, too, when it goes like that.
Another big thing we're trying to do is definitely not have each song sound similar, so you're not listening to one long song that's, you know, a whole CD that's one long song. You know, we really try to go in completely different directions whenever we write.
Yeah,
you know,
every
from song to song.
Be left and center, left of the last one.
Every, what do you mean by that?
Like you should look at it a completely different way. If you wrote a heavy song last time, write a lighter song next.
A real high tempo, fast.
You know what I love? You know what I love about my band, dude? About the band I'm in right now? About these guys?
Uh-oh.
Is our singer. I love them. Because, like, seriously, because, like, you can tell a good singer when you hear it. Because a good singer makes you, like, you feel the emotion of that song. You know what I mean? Like, bands, like that's what kind of sucks you in there. No, I'm fucking dead serious. No, I mean, like Radiohead. You know what I mean? Tom York, dude, he makes them songs. Like, he takes dope-ass music and makes it way better, and makes you feel them emotions. Like when you have you ever listened to a song like Goosebumps? I have. James Taylor's fucking done it to me before. For fuck's sake.
I usually get. I did, but I was getting a blowjob at the same time.
Yeah.
Was that the song?
No.
Do you write most of the lyrics, Tom?
But there
was all the lyrics, or
like the new song, Matt wrote the lyrics to the chorus. Says, you know, usually in the past I have, but. When you write, you tend to write a lot of the same things over and over again, or, you know, try to use different things. So this album, I'm trying to, you know, look to the guys and look to different experiences that have happened, you know. So, but we're open. We're trying to approach everything more as a band instead of, you know, this. I wrote the lyrics. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where you find that a lot. We're trying to do everything as a band, like writing. And
I mean, yeah, Tom comes up with, like, all kinds of musical parts. Yeah, I mean, he's mm-hmm. the singer.
Yeah.
And they come
ahead.
Corbin's doing, you know, harmonization lines. You know, like I said, Matt did the chorus to this brand new song. You know, he just had a line and it was cool and it fit. So,
tell me about Cringe Fest. What's the big deal about it? What's going to make it cool?
The biggest deal about it is that in our genre of music in Columbus, nothing of this size has ever been put on before. Nobody's ever took, you know, 15 to 18 headlining bands and put them all together at once on two stages in one day, and, you know, had a huge show. Another big thing is, you know, we're promoting the hell out of it. You know, we're trying to get everybody's attention, get everybody to come out. We're also trying to make it like a festival and not just a show. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have, you know, great bands. Number two, you have piercing and body painting. And
well, there's
going
to be things like that going on.
There's going to be piercing and body painting and magicians walking around and, like, you know.
I'm working the boob painting booth.
Yeah, Corbin's making those big balloons that you can make into animals.
He's doing the cock painting booth as well, especially his barber pole.
Yeah. We're doing a dollar, and you don't donate a dollar, and you don't have to kiss Tom Klein.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick the billiard club?
Actually, I've gone to other venues in the past and approached the idea and you know, or approached them with the idea, and Matt came to me and told me he wanted to do an outside show. Matt being the owner of the billiard club, and you know, and everything just worked out and worked into place. You know, he does outside shows there and has done them in the past, so I know he has the contacts to get the things that we need, production, and he has the money to put behind us, because, you know, if we had the money, we would have done it a long time ago. Yeah. But a production like this, of this size, needs an investor behind it, because you're talking quite a bit of money, you know, thousands of dollars to get something off the ground to the size that we want it to be. And we're hoping that it is.
Another good thing is that we finally got a club owner that wants to step up and really support the local bands. It seems like a lot of times club owners, like, they live off their national, and the cover bands are there just kind of fill up the space and on their calendar. It seems like he's finally kind of stepping up and, you know, really trying to put something on for local bands and put a lot of support in, because he obviously feels that strong enough that the local bands can draw that kind of crowd.
Yeah. Whereas really a lot of people in the past haven't really.
Yeah, they
felt
just
that
think
way.
Only nationals can do something like that. It's kind of cool because
so this
we,
is
we
also,
live here, you know.
It's also our chance to kind of step out and say, hey, this is, you know, this is the kind of power that we have, or the kind of draw that we have, you know, and we kind of want people to take and, you know, acknowledge what we can do, you know. So we can be a part of bigger shows, and it's really for the whole scene. It's really, you know, Columbus is coming up, the city's growing. We really want to make everybody see that, you know, there are some really good bands in this town, and if you just take the time to go out and see them, they're right here, you know. That's all you got to do.
What are cringe fans going to get out of this specifically, treat-wise?
They're going to see Tom's penis.
Most of them already have.
It's kind of out of the closet.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're going to put on a show like they've never, ever seen before. They're going to have new songs, new stage props, new lighting. You know, I mean, we're going all out for this.
New songs?
Yeah. How many new songs are you gonna play that night?
At least four, probably five. You know, because you can't really just hit everybody with brand new songs. You know, you have to give them some of the old songs that they're familiar with and stuff. And we're also going to try to get some... you know, maybe some burnt CDs out, or, you know, hopefully even an EP release, but we're not sure about that, so that's what we're shooting for.
In this new album, are you going to write any female vocals in any of the songs?
I'm not sure. Yeah, just really, really come, I mean...
Whatever the song calls for, really.
Like, yeah. An animation with Animus, you know, I really hadn't written a part like that, but, I mean, it was,
it's good to hear.
I really hadn't written a part like that, but it just came to me. Right, I met Becky, and she came out.
Yes, just make sure you pick up after yourselves. I heard a beer can.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely will, brother.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
My mom says she's never seen such a freak. She's seen you walk by the window.
Are you
today. Yeah, come over and meet her.
That's hello. Awesome. I will.
She wouldn't know. We're just on the back porch.
I'll stop by and say hey.
Twitch
a little bit.
By and say hey.
Okay, cool.
She's never met a real freak. Sticks.
That's awesome.
Put that in the interview, Sean.
Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah, well, I'll stop over and say hey. As long as you put the dog away.
Yeah, he's away.
All right, cool.
Any chance we can get the dog on the grill?
Huh?
Ain't nothing.
No, no chance dog's on the grill.
That's cool.
What was the question? Yeah, I forgot.
Female vocals, I think, was the last one.
Oh, yeah, where I was going with that was, you know, that just kind of came about.
We're not aiming for
thought
vagina.
Thought the part would be cool.
We never aim for vagina on the album, but...
It happens.
Yeah, we thought the part, you know, would sound cool with the female vocals, you know, and then we met Becky Fontaine, and then she just sounded great. You know, I wrote the words, and then she actually took the part and made it what it is. So it just came about. So, and with Tommy O'Brien, she on Down, you know, that was just another thing where we brought her in, thought it might be cool, and then it worked. So that kind of stuff sometimes comes out in the studio, you know. You're like, you know, this would be cool to have a chick singing right here or something. And we grab Matt's balls and try to get him up that high, but it doesn't usually work.
Although the screwdriver got him a little flat, but it was almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Hate. Hate just filling the room.
It's okay, though. Matt's a really good drummer.
We can just feel the hate.
Oh,
thanks,
Matt.
Anything
really
that you guys can think of, that pretty much... beginning to now.
Bring all your friends to Cringe Fest. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Tell as many people as you can. Let's fucking blow this place up.
I would just definitely kind of tie the interview in with, you know, whoa, that's not good when that happens, huh?
Hey, free drugs at Cringe Fest.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else about Cringe Fest that we should focus on.
Cringe.
It's all day, right?
Not forget the first part of the Cringe Fest.
Doors open at noon. It ends at like 11:30.
When does the first band go on?
At gates open at 11, actually. First band goes on at noon. So.
What's the cost?
$10. $10 in advance, 15 day of show. Tickets are on sale now.
Aren't you supposed to say all Ticketmaster locations?
At all Ticketmaster locations. You can't think of anything else? Damn it.
Well, I'll think of more later on when I start writing it and email you guys.
Yeah, email us or email us.
I definitely, what they kind of want to do is tie a review of the newer songs in, which I think you have a pretty good grasp of them. If you need, the lyrics are on the website already.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, except for the new one.
I got the music that way.
Nothing Changed, Mute, and My Resolve, and The Middle are all on the website.
Yeah, that's good. When Matt kicks it in, it's fucking bad. If we can break down that part, it just makes my head just want to fucking step out of it. Love it. I love that kind of shit. It's my favorite kind of drums. Drum beats, you know what I mean? The ones that just make your head...
I think I'm too dehydrated to think of any new questions.
There's warm beers right there beside you.
Warm beer? Hell
yeah. Compliments Joe Beers right there, buddy. Yeah.
Old brewery.
Is it cool?
I don't know, we didn't get any words out of Corbin or Matt Hurley here.
Yeah,
I wasn't speaking enough on the other interview.
Because they're all gay.
Yeah, I do have all that information.
Mm-hmm. What's that other... Oh, the interview.
From, like, the beginning of Cringe.
I don't know shit.
The beginning of Cringe.
From Formation, like...
Because Corbin's not really
talent
big
show
thing
meeting
in this
Keith.
Game, really.
Whoa. Like, the original names, it could have been...
He's good at Wolfenstein, that's
Leviticus.
Did you forget about Nucleus?
No, I didn't. Yesterday. Nucleus and...
Yeah, I gave it to me, Corbin. I was starting to pick up some shit, huh?
NO2 and then Enoche.
You remember that one time I was in Enoche? Enoche was killed you, walked into the little radio thing and said dynamite, and then you saw me...
Big Dodo Dumbstick was one of them.
Crouch, man, just pegged.
Probably won't be able to hear because...
Motherfucker, what the...
Big Dodo Dumbstick was actually...
No, you didn't know.
Yeah, Big Dodo Dumbstick.
Oh, yeah.
I will kill you on Wolfenstein.
Actually, me and some of my friends are going to start like a little side band. We're going
to
be called...
You don't have fucking time to practice in our band. We talk about side band.
We're going to be called...
next year we won't...
I Kick
Puppies. This band's going to fucking...
I'm joining Caption.
...implode next year because everybody's too busy.
That's the name of our band.
I mean, I got kids and shit. I got a little food on the
with college.
What's the biggest problem?
Huh?
Biggest obstacle facing you guys right now.
Fucking not having a record deal.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Money?
Money, yeah.
Definitely money is a huge thing. I mean, you get bigger shows.
Broadcast
bigger shows. Bigger shows don't mean you make more money. It means you spend more money. You know, you have bigger productions. You have bigger bands on the bills. You have bigger venues that cost more money. Bigger advertising. You know, people think that, you know, you're playing the Newport and you're making, like, thousands of dollars. You know, I think we walked away.
No.
Not thousands last time, that's for sure.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
So, we talked before you came in about the evolution from systematic to animation. And, unless you have to add to it.
There was also an album before that called No Anesthesia that I think you might be interested in hearing. So if you want to talk about evolution, we'll talk about No Anesthesia, then Systematic.
So there actually was an album before?
Yeah,
before
Tom
the
and Butcher in the band.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in the band before that, but then I quit.
Yeah, and then we recorded the album without him, half of it anyway.
Do you have copies of it still?
I have one.
Don't forget your tickets,
really?
Guys.
I got them in my pocket.
I need to hear
get your tickets, Matty.
Oh, yeah.
I got my documentations in my pocket.
Oh, it's great. What's the one song?
Friction.
Pete actually covered it.
Come on. You want a piece of me?
Pete covered it.
How's it go?
If you got beef.
Hey! Oh, you want a beef?
Yeah, if you,
you got beef, come take it out on me.
Oh my God,
please! Oh, you want a beef?
You and we're doing injustice by singing the way we are.
Really?
Tom,
my God, please!
Is it free?
That's what
saying.
Yeah. I let you hear it, though. It's disgusting. In a bad way.
Oh. Yeah, we're just focusing on bringing something definitely new. Like, the new face of cringe. The new, like, we're just trying to give people something brand new. You know, I've heard a couple times that we're changing as people and blah, 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 blah. And,
not.
You know, we're not really changing as people. We're just... People only get glimpses of us. Do you know what I mean? They get a glimpse of us here, and then 2 months later they get another glimpse of us, and then, you know, they say that we're changing, but you know, we're just growing as people, just like everybody else. You know,
you take anybody. So they're saying that in a derogatory way, you know, like
mostly. Yeah.
Sometimes we hear that. You know, we hear that. You know, like, oh, you guys are changing.
Trying to act like rock stars.
You know,
and really, we're the most humble. I think we're the most humble band.
We try to be very humble. You know, sometimes it's hard to go out when you have 600 people at your show, and you're trying to be friends with as many people as you can. When you go out into the crowd, like, you know, those people, you
expect
know...
Expect 10 minutes from you each.
They all, you know, matter. And it's hard to not sound like a dick, but, you know, just try to let everybody know that, you know, we're coming out to try to say hey and blah, 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 but we don't really have a whole lot of time to spend on people sometimes, you know, because we're backstage, because we're still putting everything together ourselves. We don't have someone doing it for us. So, you know, I might have to run all the way up to the manager's office or... you know, Ryan has to run here, Corbin has to do this or do that, you know.
Eating in between and trying to get something to drink on stage. And
making sure the props are all set up right, you know, that's all on us, you know. We don't have somebody doing that for us. So just please understand that we still care about you.
I think that's it.